Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to the one and only Fred Dreyer Radio Show. That's right, we're here in the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, Corey Marino, our producer, JD Jeremy Dayton, our producer. Got two producers on this show because it's the show of the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter against Green Bay. We're talking about Mr. Fred Dreyer. Welcome to your show, Fred.
Hey, listen, thanks, Mike.
What are you doing there? You're like looking for gummy. Fred's got something new. He's got gummy vitamins. Now, tell me about this.
Boy,
they're delicious.
These things are addictive.
They're really good.
You know, if sometimes you like to have like a snack, like maybe a box of Almond Joy or something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
You just take a couple of these and it satisfies your thirst lust for sugar.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, it's good for you diabetics. You don't want to take these things. By the way, are these things sugar-free or are they loaded with sugar? Do a commercial so we can put them on the show there. Hold it up there, Fred. This is the new Fred Dreyer vitamin.
If you think for a minute.
This is great. Go. Just whack.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I just got to say something. Go ahead.
If you think for a minute that you're covered against the cold flu season, you don't know the half of it. As a matter of fact, if you take a half of this vitamin C, it almost guarantees you indemnity for the rest of the flu season. Do it. Go out and get natural made, zero sugar vitamin C. Do it. You'll never regret it.
Why didn't you tell Mookie about this?
I was just going to say the same thing. If Mookie Betts would have known about this, he would have been playing in Tokyo.
I left a message.
26 pounds.
I left a message for Dave Vassay and over there on his phone. And what sounded like, you know, a flu or cold season, abdominal problems, I believe was parasites.
Yeah, he had stomach problems is what it was, abdominal.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, one parasite the size of your shoe.
Can we get Mookie on this show possibly, Corey?
We'll see.
See if we can work that out for next week. We'll take a quick break, come back with more. We're already going here in the Fred Dreyer Show, Vitamin City. Stay with us.
Progressive knows there are two things RV owners love: to travel and relax. And they like to take both nice and slow. Just like this commercial. And what's more relaxing than the peace of mind knowing their RV is protected by Progressive? Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Radio Program. We're here in the Sports Lounge, we being yours truly, Michael Horn. Corey Marino, our producer, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, rarely shows himself on this show, but he is here, always working in the
scene. Yeah, where is he, by the way? He kind of like sneaks up and down the corridor.
Just wait till the Baltimore Orioles start to play. He'll be back, I'll tell you. And the one and only, ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer. Here's the thing. In case you missed the beginning of the show, Fred is one of the cleanest, neatest, most incredible eaters of our time. He is impeccable in the type of food he has. Salmon is what he orders. He's always got a salad, and he kind of works the plate around, so he's got the salad there, and he's got broccoli only for vegetables and soup on occasion.
It's dinner engineering.
Every once in a while now, he's been going out and going on a pasta binge. I don't know what that's all about. And now he has these new vitamins that I think may have some sugar. Corey Marino, you just had vitamin C. I had the CQ12Z3 or whatever it is. What'd you think?
It was good. Tastes like oranges.
It's really good.
You had the coenzyme Q10.
Is that the coenzyme
Q10? That's what you had.
And Fred and I both have not been notified by Social Security in the case they want to see if we're 140 years old. However, you're pushing on that, Fred. I'm telling you. And right after.
Am I losing my looks right now on radio? Yeah. I'm losing my looks.
So every once in a while, we bring in somebody here to help us with the show. And today is no exception. One of our great guys who's ignored us. On how many calls, Corey, about the last 10 or 12 we've asked him on the show?
Well, he was just busy and he had surgery. He's a busy
surgery,
man.
I don't know. He's a great man. And he's Matt Young, famous baseball player, played for the Dodgers, played for the Red Sox, played for Oakland, played for Seattle. Matt, how you been? We missed you. Where you? What's going on?
Hello, Michael. Hello, Fred. How are you guys doing?
Hi, guys. Say
and
hello.
And it's only three times, Corey.
I didn't say 12. It was only three times. I thought it was two.
I don't know. But Matt, we do owe you a dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Now, you got to collect on that thing. You know, Oral Hershiser's been there before. You got to get there with us, and you got to tell us when.
Perfect.
Okay. I'm sorry, Fred. It's your witness. Welcome to the show, Matt. How you been? What's been going on? What's this surgery thing we just heard about?
I don't know. It's news to me.
Maybe somebody snuck in and operated on Matt, and he doesn't know who the hell it is.
Exactly. Check it out, Matt. Look with a mirror behind you. Make sure everything is okay. Fred's proud of himself with that one. Fred's smiling. He's probably Fred's scoring some good ones here. So Matt, the baseball season started here. You know, Fred Dreyer. If he didn't have arm trouble, you tell the story. In high school, you were a strapping right-handed fireballer in high school, and you got arm problem. That's why you went into football, right?
Yeah, I either struck him out or beamed him.
That sounds like my high school career, Fred.
See, that helps the coach decide what to do with you.
Yeah, they put me in right field.
That's where I used to play.
Yeah, I think I think we had two right fielders playing at the same time.
Put Horn in right field. Put Horn out there in right field.
Send the bus for Mike
and somebody fast in center.
Yes.
Everybody, Matt Young, one of the great guys. See, among other things, we're going to go to memory lane a little bit because we haven't had him on in a while. Born in Pasadena, California, attended the UCLA. Out of UCLA, he was drafted by the Mariners, made his major league debut, 83? Was that correct?
Mm-hmm.
1983.
Yep. With the Mariners. Went well that year. Listen to this. 203 and a third innings. That's more than a lot of starters pitch nowadays when they have the pitch count going on. 203 innings. Had a 3.27 earned run average. Played in 33 games. 32 starts. You weren't out for surgery at any of that time of the season or whatever, like the players now?
No fancy surgeries.
Top 10.
They do Tommy John surgery. You're not very fashionable unless you have Tommy John surgery.
They do it out of a truck now. When you get that, they just pull up in a van and they do the surgery.
They do it on fetuses now.
And for the kids, it's good. His ERA, I told you, was 3.27. And listen to this: he was one of the top 10 ERA leaders that season in Major League Baseball. So you're in the All-Star game. Let's talk a little bit about some of the players you used to play against, because when you played in an All-Star game, it meant something. Am I right, Matt?
Yeah, I think it always means something to the person who's pitching or hitting, but it's. You know, it was, you know, bragging rights.
Yeah.
That's when guys didn't opt out. They played, you know.
And likewise, Fred, when you were in the NFL All-Star game at the end of the year, that meant something. You guys got bonuses if you scored certain things, didn't you, if you were in the Pro Bowl?
Yeah. In those days, I wouldn't call it a bonus of any kind. I would just simply say that they put you in the Pro Bowl, you showed up, and you got your little reward there for a week out in Hawaii or wherever the hell it was. We played in New Orleans, you know, so at the Superdome.
They didn't tell you the game was in Hawaii?
Well, a lot of us showed up in Hawaii.
Your per diem's your bonus.
That's what it is.
But you, when you were played, you pitched a scoreless eighth inning in the All-Star game in 1983. Johnny Bench, Darrell Evans, and Pedro Guerrero, who was the toughest of those three that you faced in that game?
Believe it or not, Darrell Evans hit a soft liner to center. Johnny Bench popped up on the first pitch.
Yeah, you had Bench's number.
And then I ended up striking out
those catchers,
Guerrero.
You struck out Pedro, and you got Johnny Bench to pop up. He didn't have that stuff that that arthritis lotion or anything, did he? That he at that time.
The Blue Emu.
Yeah, the Blue Emu. It's good.
No, but he painted benches. No runs, no drips, no air.
That was it. Good stuff. So that's good. So we wanted to have you on here today because I don't know if you know this or not, Matt, but the baseball season is starting and in full swing now. The Dodgers, you know, they jumped ahead quickly with two wins and everybody else had no wins whatsoever. But, Corey, you talk about this. We're going to look at the National League West. Is that what we're going to do now?
Yeah, just stay close to home in L.A. real quick with Fred. So we got the Dodgers, Arizona Diamondbacks. We have San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies. And a lot of the top teams in the NL are right here with the Dodgers, the Diamondbacks, and the Padres. And we were just wondering, Matt, if you had any insight on any of the Dodgers or the Padres or the Diamondbacks and see what you think about those top teams in the NL.
Well, I obviously it's very hard to keep up with the Dodgers and their ability to go out and pay talent. But, you know, it's not always the largest, as we know, it's not always the largest payroll that does the best. I mean, you got to put a team on the field that meshes together and you spend 180 days together. You know, you put 25 guys from 25 walks of life, they put them in a room and they say, okay, get together and get along.
And they do. It seems like the Dodgers had that. Fred, you had that on the Rams. You guys, even now at the later stages of your life, you guys still get together and hang out a lot and have some fun.
Doesn't mean anything.
It must mean something. I mean, guys, how about you, Matt? Do you still hang out with some of the – you were on Seattle. You're on the Dodgers, the Red Sox. You ever go around there and hang out around the locker room with these guys?
When Honeycutt was here and the pitching coach, I'd go down with him once or twice a year to the ballpark and just go talk to guys on the field. Yeah, you know, guys, I played against their coaches now.
Yeah, that's true.
Fred, are they coaches in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
some coach their grandkids Little League.
As I'm telling you. Time marches on. So what do you think about the Dodgers, just before we hit the break here? Otani, well, with his 50-50 season, is he going to repeat, do some more great stuff?
He's going to do some great stuff. You know, it's like everything else in life, it's all about staying healthy. I think, I hope we get to see the real Otani pitch a little bit this year.
I think we very well might. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're here on the Fred Dreyer Show. Corey Marino, yours truly, Michael Horn, our guest. Matt Young, former Major League Baseball great pitcher. One of the last situational lefties coming out of the bullpen, too. He was in demand with a lot of different teams. We'll take a break. Come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Back here on the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with our producer, co-host Corey Marino, and Fred Dreyer, the one and only legend in not only in sports and football, but also as an actor in the TV show Hunter. You got that Facebook website, Hunter Works For Me. Jenny is tuned in to us there. She says hello on Facebook Live to you, Fred.
Hello, Jenny. Thanks for listening in.
Christine says the same. Christine. And Rachel is tuned in. Lori, we got a lot of different people out there. And on the line with us today, the one and only Matt Young. Baseball, so one of the great pitchers in baseball, and we're happy to have him with us today. And so let's go through these teams a little bit. Matt, Fred, Corey, we got the Dodgers. They were, what, 98-64. They are on playoff odds, 98.5%. Division odds, 87.3%. First off, what do we think of the West Division? Is it going to be tougher or not this year? Fred, your thoughts on it. Matt, your thoughts.
Matt touched on something earlier in our broadcast here that it's one thing to have a stacked outfield and infield and pitching staff and depth and all of that, but it's another thing to have guys show up, get on a roll, and start winning baseball games at a record clip. I think most people, if they look at the lineup here, would agree that this is not going to be a walk in the park. People are talking about them winning 115, 120 games. Who was it? Was it Gonzalez the other day on the Dodger show said that he thought they'd win 120 games. You know, and that's fine. And they are loaded, but I'm going to ask you, Matt. Other than the obvious Shohei Ohtani's historic season of yesterday, other than take him out of the lineup and out of the equation, who do you see on the Dodgers this year that could be a real career year and make a surprising huge difference?
I mean, what a pleasant surprise Teoscar Hernandez was last year.
Yeah.
So maybe I know just from talking to people that they're kind of high on Michael Conforto because they consider him having like a little hole in his swing like Teoscar had, and they think it's pretty fixable. So whether he's receptive to that or not is a different story. But if they can get just a partial season like Teoscar had last year out of Michael Conforto, it's a pretty damn good team. I mean, what a nice addition to an already stacked lineup. And you got to remember, Mookie didn't have the greatest of seasons last year.
Yeah, well, if he eats right here, he should be even better here this year. Let me see. Michael Conforto, he is a former Giant, played with the Mets for many years, started his career, I think, with the Mets. And Conforto is a guy that I didn't know what to go, yes, no, what did I think? Because the announcers were all, oh, boy, he's going to be great and all this. Until I saw an interview with him. I like his look. I like his determination. I like the fact that he comes from the Giants, so he can give us some dirt on the team that we face a lot in the National League West. And I think you're right, Matt. If he's got a little hole in his swing or something, the Dodgers seem to be able to do that with pitchers, with batters, with fielders, and turn things around. So maybe being
on this club might be a turning point to get him back up to where he was. And I didn't realize he was injured, and this is like his third year coming back from a shoulder problem, and I think he should be in better shape.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, they look at that stuff. They watch a lot of tape before they sign guys like that. And they must see something in him that they think is pretty fixable.
Well, Matt, they have an infrastructure. The Dodgers have an infrastructure that is just keeps turning out successful reclamation projects, whether it's pitchers, relief pitchers, hitting, or what have you. How is it that no other team can see what the Dodgers see in a player and make these types of corrections?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't know how much tape everybody watches. I mean, it's the same tools are available for every single team. So you would think that everybody would have a pretty good idea what's going on with different players, but you got to look at their forward thinking vision. You know, who thought that spending $700 million on Ohtani was going to be a good deal?
Yeah, until they went to Japan and made $800 million.
It's amazing.
They've made it back already.
They have.
You know, it's the structure of the management and the basic element of the team from the top on down. And I saw Andrew Friedman at the airport and just kind of make eye contact and talk to him for a few seconds when he was there before he boarded a plane that I was coming back from spring training. And the smile on his face and his look, I mean, he's pulled some genius deals out of this. And Zadi is back again. Farhan is back from the Giants, I hear, with the Dodgers again. They have some structure there. And then you get down to the field management with Dave Roberts, probably the best manager in baseball, seems to get the most out of players. I think that's a key. What do you think of the Giants this year? They've spent a little more money, and who'd they add, Corey, on the Giants right now? They got Adames.
They added shortstop Willie Adames
from Milwaukee.
Yeah, he hits pretty well, and they just want their pitching to get back to where it was with Webb dominating, and they got some good. But I actually think the San Diego Padres are the bigger team to look at.
So the Padres, okay. What do we got there on the Padres? Let's get some comments from Fred.
I would think, every year, the last couple of years anyway, no matter what the lineups are.
Hold on just a second, if we could, please. I'm hearing turn signals. I'm hearing bird aviaries going on. And now I'm hearing Mookie Betts having some problems here with his stomach or whatever. Are you okay, Matt? Matt Young is our guest.
That is not me.
Oh, okay.
Who are you in the bathroom with?
Never mind. Matt's put a studio in his house, and that is a good place where you can really get going. Okay, so go ahead, Fred. You were saying a little bit here.
I'm just saying that I always thought that the Diamondbacks seemed to do a pretty good job of hiding in the weeds and springing their hitters and their pitchers on the NL West.
Yeah,
pretty good. I mean, they
won it in 2023.
They give everybody a real hard time.
Yep.
for what looks like not a lot of depth.
So,
the interesting thing is they always have a much much better home record. It seems like they have a team that's built more for turf, AstroTurf.
Oh yeah,
than a team that's built for just regular grass. So,
is that a difference?
A lot of speed, good defense. So they always do a lot better at home.
Is that a difference for you as a player, AstroTurf, or just regular grass?
Yeah, what do you like?
Well, I mean, I was a ground ball pitcher, so I liked the AstroTurf because I didn't mind my shortstop and my second baseman playing a little deeper out into the outfield a little bit, and you don't get too many bad hops on an AstroTurf, you know.
Yeah, pretty smooth. unless you're a guy that goes out there before I do and put a couple of nails and things on the ground underneath it, create some unevenness.
Yes.
I think it's better for baseball than it is for football, Fred. Football is kind of quick, and you get your cleats caught in it and a bunch of stuff and a lot of injuries.
Well, you can't. Once you weight your foot to the turf, you better hope you can unscrew it before you take on a pile somewhere.
You know, baseball's got more damage coming in from drains in center field. We're going back to Mickey Mantle and the wall
Mick,
too. Yeah, back to the Mick going there. So all right, so Arizona, good there. It's Padres. By the way, you think Corey Marte is the guy to watch? You say on Arizona, correct? Ketel Marte.
Yeah, Marte. He's been great for a long time, and he's become the leader on that team. I feel and if their young player. Carroll, center fielder. If he can get healthy again, he had a down year last year, but he was the rookie of the year, and so if he can get back hitting and running on the bases, I think they can do well, especially with their pitching.
And the Padres, Fernando Tatis, Jr. He has once he was suspended, it seems like he's never really come back to full form, huh?
Yeah, he got that injury, and then he got the suspension, and it just seemed like he's just been in and out of the lineup too much to get any consistency.
What do you think, Fred? Will he come back, Fernando Tatis Jr.?
Well, of course.
They got to need Matt. Do you think he's on the way back?
Oh yeah. He'll come back, and he'll help them.
How about the Colorado Rockies? You know, I think they should bring back Charlie Blackmon because there's the mice have taken over at the Rocky Stadium there a little bit. They used to live in that beard of Blackmon's. So, who's their key player on that team now? Chris Bryant? Is that the guy that.
That's who they paid the money to.
He was with the Cubs for a while there, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll see if he gets his power. I hope the Rockies get a little more, influential there. You know, the ball sails out of that ballpark, and with that, the Japanese players always used to a smaller baseball. Maybe with the weight of this thing, they can strike more of them out.
We'll see.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you through CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Spring has sprung, and so have the deals at Kohl's Spring Savings Event. I just got a comfy tee for just $7.99, a cute swimsuit for $19.99, 40% off patio furniture for my backyard, and so much more. So don't wait. These deals are too good to miss. Hurry over to Kohl's to save big on warm weather essentials during their Spring Savings Event today. Select styles. Offers end March 30th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than 1.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, coming to you nationwide and coast to coast through stations on the CRN Radio Network, Sports Byline Radio Network. We're on Sirius XM and our flagship 790 KABC in Los Angeles. Glad to have you all tuned in here. And I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino and Fred Dreyer. And we got one of our great friends on the line here today who's taken us on a drive through some kind of bird park and then did some construction work on his house. We're talking about the one and only Matt Young, one of our favorite pitchers of all time. Matt, you care to tell us what you're working on, actually?
Yeah, we took a little I'm trying to put plumbing into the bird aviary.
That's what I thought. I knew it had something to do with the bird aviary. Are you need any plumbing work done? Matt is doing this part-time, I think, Dave.
Send the birds over. These are some birds.
All right, so let's hit some stories and go through our lightning round here on the show. First off, Mookie Betts was seriously sick. The doctors don't know what he had. I saw an interview with him the other day after the freeway series, and he said, hey, my body has always been strong. It wasn't my body. It was my stomach. I couldn't keep any food down or whatever. He lost how many pounds, Corey? He lost like a...
He lost like 18 pounds. He went down to 157 from his 179, and he usually plays at that, but it looked pretty bad. He was in Tokyo. He looked a little weak. He looked like he couldn't walk. He just looked like he was sick.
He looked like a little girl.
He did. He was pretty thin.
He was sick.
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Rough.
They asked him. One reporter asked him if the medication he took helped, and he sort of dodged the answer, saying, "Well, I no." And he says, "Yeah, they did." And he finally said they did. And then they asked him what he had, and he said, I'd rather not say. And then he said his body was strong, and he said it was his stomach. So speculation here, he had a stomach something or other. Somebody says, is it the norovirus? Is that like a Legionnaire's disease or something or whatever?
Yeah, they say it's just a virus, so it's harder to get rid of than influenza, and it's usually only 3 to 4 days. But if it lasts longer, that means the virus was just stronger, and he couldn't take anything down to help him.
Fred and Matt, you can hold on to this pipe wrench here for a second, Matt. Let me ask this question. So the actual, if he's not strong, and he said that what helped him was figuring out what not to eat. So I want to know what he had. So if I get the same thing, I can stop eating whatever he had. Any thoughts, Matt Young?
Eat healthy. Eat healthy just because the, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there that's getting it's getting injected into our society, and you never know how it's going to react on anybody's body. And unfortunately for Mookie, he just got something that wiped him out.
And Fred, your thoughts on that?
No, there's no key to what you can eat, what you shouldn't eat. Oh, gee, I shouldn't have been eating.
Oh, come on, Fred.
I shouldn't have been eating. What?
You're the one that tells me not to eat a potato with a steak, that it's not good for you.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with you being sick or not. If you're sick, you got to go. You got to try this food. If it works, eat it. If it doesn't, go to the bathroom.
All right, so we're going to Roost Chris with you. Matt Young is in. Corey, you in?
I'm done.
We're
going to
go. And
we're all going to hit the can together. It'll be wonderful. It's going to be a wonderful, blissful day.
So we wish Mookie Betts the best, because I think he will have a great season. I think Freddie Freeman, I'm worried still. It's taken a while for that ankle to come back. But that guy is an amazing guy. He has, you talk about mind over matter. That's my player to watch for that. Max Muncy seems to be better. I didn't like to see our second baseman get traded
Gavin Lux.
Yeah, Gavin Lux to
Cincinnati.
But it looks like we got some coverage there. I think think even Chris Taylor got some hits. So we might have a good team this year.
Got his first hit.
Everybody forgets that Muncy was out for 3.5 months.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and I think other than Conforto, I think the main person that will help us, and he won NLDS NLCS championship. He won the MVP, and I think it's Tommy Edman.
Yeah,
that man
can
play. He can play shortstop. He can play second. He can play center. And I think he's that middle of the field. He's going to own it all year for us.
Yeah, that's right. And Mickey Rowe, you know, Rojas is going to be good there. When you got Teoscar, it's good. You got everything in place there. Can I turn the water pressure back on, Matt? It's our part-time plumber and former Major League Baseball pitcher extraordinaire, Matt Young, with us today. And it's an honor to have you. You didn't think you were going to be on for the whole show, did you, Matt?
I didn't. That's what
this is your life.
I told my plumber's helper I'd be back in 15 minutes.
Okay, so here's got a question for you and Fred for you.
Oh, good.
And Corey, you're going to help us out here. Because, first off, Craig Counsell leaves last year, was it? Milwaukee,
2 years.
The manager, and he goes to the Cubs. So the state of Illinois and the state of Wisconsin, not too happy with each other, right? Now you got Detroit. They lose their offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson. He leaves the Lions, and he goes to the Bears. And now you got Michigan sort of ticked off at Illinois. What the heck is going on here? Fred, we'll start with you. This is a serious thing. They're taking people from the same division to some other clubs. Usually you don't do that.
Tell me which coaches we're talking about.
We're talking about Ben Johnson leaving Detroit.
He was the offensive coordinator.
Yep, and he's going to the Chicago Bears.
As the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
No, as the head coach.
That's right, the head coach. You're right.
He became the head coach to coach.
So how about that one? Matt, your thoughts?
I think it's great. And I don't think it's, you know, when a guy steps up in a position, you know, if you go from a head coach to a head coach and you don't get fired in the same division, it's kind of not good, but, you know, when you're advancing, you're going from an offensive coordinator to a head coach. You know, I think, hey, that's a wonderful opportunity for Ben. So go get him.
Well, I think they can make up for it, Matt, by paying him. I mean, you know, you can. Sure. As true as what you said is. It's also true that money is, as we all know, is a great provocateur.
Motivator.
Yep, and if you can get a contract within your division with your rival, then it's demonstrative financially that you take it. Then I think it works out for everybody, you know, and it's people might be upset. You can't leave unless you leave as in a better position to the team you're going to. Well, I think you should consider that and just say, hey, the guy's paying me a lot of money. Ask Shohei.
Yeah. All right. So, want to talk money? Let's talk some money here. You're in college. Before the NCAA starts, this name, image, and likeness, they start open the portal right now, and these guys are making money in college here. Am I right about this, Corey? I mean, this is these guys are cutting deals. There's one guy was an assistant coach, a young kid or something. He's getting $100,000 for something. I don't know what.
He was the team manager. He was a student team manager, so I think you could take like a class and do it. And he got $100,000 because he was their hype man. And they wanted to keep him from going, but now he's going with the head coach to a different team. So
I was the tennis manager in high school, and I didn't get a dime from anybody.
There's got to be a room for
Mr.
you
Tannis.
In the NC2A, Mike.
That's it. Mr. Tannis has cut me out of any kind of I didn't even get free almond joys.
I read an interesting stat talking about the portal. 2 years ago, there were 270 NCAA basketball players that went into the portal.
Yep.
Last year, it was like 320.
Yep.
On the first day this year, there was over 700.
Yeah. So see, it's nuts.
Well, I read that most coaches aren't even recruiting. They're not even recruiting freshmen in high school anymore because they can just look at college players that are trying to transfer, and they're a little bit older and a little bit more athletically gifted, and they already have proven themselves in college. So they're saying it's also impacting the incoming freshmen from high school from getting looked at by many schools.
All right.
Yeah, unless you're elite, you know, unless you're probably in the top 50 in the country of basketball players, they are going to, you know, they're just going to bypass you. Why wouldn't you go get something that's known rather than spend a bunch of money on the unknown?
Exactly.
All right, so speaking money, this back to you now, Fred Dreyer. Boston Celtics sell for $6.1 billion, and did you put a bid in on that at all to see if you could possibly have picked up this great basketball team?
No, I did not. I'm waiting for a bunch of checks to cash.
Yeah. You're waiting for those Social Security checks to come in.
I'm waiting for that one big Social Security.
Matt, I mean, this is ridiculous. You talk about deferring payments, as the Dodgers have done. How do you do it? Corey, we were talking about this. It's like you wait and you sell the team for $6.1 billion, and then you start all over again with the guys that's now their burden, right?
Yeah, so I just don't get how – if the Celtics, since they sold the team, do they have to – if they had deferred money, do they pay those? Like, does new incoming people pay it? So it's a weird situation with deferred payments, but $6 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
From what I understand, when you do a deferred payments like that, teams buy an annuity, so that annuity stays in place because the obligation to pay that player when it's time for him to start getting his money still remains with that team. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't stay with the old owner.
Oh, okay. So there you have it. So the team got to pay for it. That's what we're saying. That's what you got to do. So and then now the what do we got? This Russell Wilson finally finds a home. Fred, to your old alma mater, we're talking about he goes to the New York Giants. Going to be quarterback in there. Russell Wilson from Pittsburgh there. Will Aaron Rodgers now maybe take that gig there in Pittsburgh? What do you think?
I think Rodgers is waiting as long as he can, which he has not only every right to, but I think it's the smartest thing for him to do is just wait, and let's see how it comes out.
Wait.
But he's got his choice. He can go to a couple of teams, but I think the one place he should go is Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
they've got a great defense, and if they give him some receivers and some offensive linemen here in the next draft, I think they should be all right.
Matt Young, your thoughts on that?
Well, he will wait till after the draft.
That's it.
Because nobody wants you know, if you're gonna draft a quarterback in the first round, you're gonna prioritize that kid for playing time rather than living with one season with a guy that's half broken.
And Deion Sanders wants his son to be drafted by the New York Giants. Where are we headed to now, Matt? I hear, are you back in the car again? Are we going to go pick up something at the hardware store?
Get that.
I missed a half-inch plastic cap. I got to go back to Ace Hardware.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we're almost through with the show here today. Hopefully, we can get this thing resolved for you. Not only a great guest here in Matt Young here, but we're going to get his plumbing problem taken care of. Okay, final.
I can multitask.
I'm sure you can. Real quick, in this last minute of this segment, Puka Nacua says, hey, he's 23 years old. He says he's going to retire at his 30. Did you guys know when you were going to retire? Matt, you from baseball, what's your thoughts?
Well, you know, that's great to have a plan, but sometimes they don't allow, the plan doesn't come to fruition. Sometimes the league tells you when it's time to retire.
Fred, how about you? Did you know when you're going to retire?
Well, yeah, as true as that is, it's also true that if you can squeeze out as much salary as you possibly can under your contract, wonderful. But if you can't, you now have to have the pressure is on you now to make sure that you leave with as much money as you can.
All right, we'll take a break, wrap it all up here, and we come back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show. Final segments here. Michael Horn, Corey Marino, Fred Dreyer, our guest Matt Young. Matt, thank you so much for being with us. You've been the best to hang in there.
Well, thank you. Thank you for living through my tummy.
Yeah, we expect a few extra bucks for helping hold the wrenches there while you did your... And Fred's got a job for you over at his place afterwards. And we're going to dinner soon, okay?
Very good. I'm in.
All right. Thank you, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
The great Matt Young, everybody. The good man to have with us, I tell you, on the show. Spent the whole hour with us. Very good stuff. Now, Fred, we lost somebody very near and dear to our hearts over there, and we're talking about the legendary George Foreman, and none better than this guy. Give us your thoughts on that. I know you knew him well.
Well, I knew him. I knew his son, George. You know, he had all his sons.
Kids were George, yeah.
Poor George.
Yeah.
But I had a chance to... My daughter and George Jr. Were in school together back in Boston. And when I went to visit them, I would take George and my daughter out to Fenway to see the Red Sox play. And so we did that, and it was amazing just to be with them. He had such a George Jr. had such a physicality, and it was really a surprise to me to have said hello and get to know him a little bit. He was very good friends with my daughter, kind of a big brother there on campus, you know.
And, so the great Foreman family.
He was.
He'll be missed.
He was great, and his dad was a champion all the way, and he'll be missed.
All right, well, I'll say hi to Chris, who emailed us. She is from the Hunter show, and she says all the Hunter seasons are available on Roku. Not certain about the movies, so thank you very much for sending that to us. And Elisa wrote to us from Italy. We'll talk more about her next week. She's in the Facebook group Works For Me as well. And that's our show. Don't forget to email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on Instagram @fred_dreyer, on X @fred_dreyer, facebook.com. The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts, Fred?
Well, I always appreciate being with the two of you and also our listening viewership. Thanks so much. See you next time.